but then and we were brilliant.
You were brilliant.
Yes.
Well, there's a statement, folks. And whereabouts do you play on the pitch? What's your position in the team?
Centre mid.
Centre midfield. Are you the midfield dynamo then, are you?
I could say so.
have you got yourself any goals this season, young man?
Yeah, quite a few.
Do you? You get yourself in amongst it. Do you like to go up for corners and stuff, or do you take the corners?
Nah, I go up for them.
You go up for them. Is that where you've got your majority of your goals? How many goals have you got this season?
I don't know, really.
No? Oh, you should always remember how many goals. Guess how many goals I've got this season? None. I'm too old. I can't play football anymore. Look at the state of me. That's why I sit here and do this. So what are you looking forward to? You got a couple of games left. And what's the highest you can finish? Can you go above sixth place? Have you still got a chance of winning the title, or is that out of hand now?
No, that's out.
Is it?
Yeah.
But can you still sort of finish? Could you finish as high as maybe fourth or third? Yeah, about fifth, yeah, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hoping to do that. What are your next two games like? Are they against teams that are above you or below you or round about you?
I think round about us.
Yeah. I'm getting a signal of one up and one down. So we're going to get 6 points from the last two games, are we?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to record this, and I'm going to come and find you if you don't get 6 points. All right, it's up to you, young man. Who's your favourite? Which player, either in the Premiership or any level of football, who do you look as an inspiration to you as a footballer? Who's your favourite player?
I don't know, quite a few, but
yeah.
Messi, Rooney, I don't know.
Lionel Messi, you're not setting your heights too high then. Great player, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful to watch? I was privileged, actually, a few seasons ago to watch Lionel Messi play in a live game over in Mallorca. And what a talent that guy is. And who's your team? Who's your team, Jack? Who's your favourite side?
Man United.
Right, we'll end that there then.
And Kettering.
Oh, and Kettering, right. Yeah.
I thought
you was into football for a minute, but then you said you supported Man United. Well, obviously not. Listen, Jack, thanks ever so much for coming and having a chat with us, and also you, Theo. Both the lads there, folks, from Eyes Lodge, Eagles under-11s. They've come here today to Steel Park to enjoy the... guys, enjoy your day out. Okay, have a great day here at Steel Park with us today, and we look forward to seeing you again. Probably won't be any more this season, of course, with only one game left for Kettering, but hopefully we'll get to see you and hopefully speak to you again next season.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you for watching.
Good lads. Not a problem. So there we are then, folks. There's the two guys from Eyes Lodge. I've got Dangerous Brian standing in front of me. There he is, the legend that is. Come on, come and have a chat, Brian. Come on. He's here, folks. You thought he was a figment of your imagination, didn't you? He's not. He's here and he's live. It's Dangerous Brian. Hello, Brian.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, fella. How are you?
All right, thank you.
Good man. You've been working tirelessly throughout the course of the season, of course, to get people on the coaches. And there's just one more away trip to do, and that's next week away at Chesham. The coaches running, I believe, isn't it?
Yes,
it is.
12.
From
Rockin' and Road.
From the old Rockin' and Road ground, folks.
Yeah.
12:30. Give Dangerous Brian a call. Don't be doing it at 2 o'clock in the morning when you get in from the pub, because he'll blame me. Brian's phone number, by the way, 01536, if you're out.